Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is Buffalo Teacher Federation President Phil Rumor, talking about the decision to reopen schools, which could have some more guidance at some point a little bit later on today. The State Education Department scheduled to present a framework for the reopening guidance to the Board of Regents. Phil, thanks for joining us this morning. I guess, first of all, with that, what we're expected to hear later today, is that going to give you a lot more information about what might happen in the fall? Will you be watching that anxiously?
Well, we'll be taking a look, obviously, and having to pay attention to it. But we've had teachers and parents and administrators working on a committee with the school district to try to figure out the best way for our schools. But I think the number one concern that we all have is safety. That's student safety, parent safety, teacher safety. We have to make sure that we don't do what the other states have done, is to do something foolish. All teachers want to be back with their kids. That's where we got into teaching. But safety has to be the most paramount thing that we do.
Phil, from the teacher's perspective especially, what is their biggest concern?
The concern is, there are a number of concerns. First of all, once again, it arises around safety. How do we, you know, have small class sizes? So some of our rooms aren't, you know, that small, aren't that big. Another thing that nobody seems to be paying a lot of attention to, but we are, is the sanitization of the buildings. In other words, our engineers right now have a hard enough time keeping the buildings clean as it is. I would bet that they don't have the kind of equipment that's needed to make sure that the schools are sanitized, especially if you have like multiple times going in. So that's a big concern. And also is the kids. You know, we have kids with asthma, sickle cell, et cetera. We don't want to have a chance where a child, you know, because they're asymptomatic, brings something home to the family, and then they go on a school bus and spread it to other kids. So we're working on it very hard with the district, and we'll be looking to what everybody else says. But obviously it's difficult for parents, and some of our teachers are parents as well, having the kids at home, especially when they have business. But what I say quite often is that if you make a mistake that causes the death of one person, you're responsible for that death, and you should be then going and explaining to their families why you did what you did.
Have you done any polling of teachers, anything like that, about their attitudes toward the fall?
Well, I've been hearing from a lot of our teachers. They email me because I'm at BTF headquarters every day from about 9 until 5 just to do sustenance. They'll get texts and I'll get emails, et cetera. They are concerned. They want to get back, but they want to do so safely. They don't want to take any chances. I think when we develop a plan or plans, one of the things that is important is that whatever those plans are, that they are widely distributed to the public so that people have a chance to have input into them. And they're under constant review so that if there is something that needs to be tweaked, it can be changed.
What happens, Phil, if one of your teachers has a pre-existing condition and they decide to reopen schools?
That is a big concern. We have teachers that are on chemotherapy. We have teachers that are pregnant. We also have students that have asthma. They have pre-existing conditions also. One of the things that we are concerned about is if you have a pre-existing condition, whether you're pregnant, chemotherapy, or an immune immune system issue, that you should not be required to go and risk your life or anybody else's life by having. That's the same with the schools, with the kids. The kids, you know, if a parent says, look, I'm concerned my child has X. I don't want to send my child to school. I want to have an arrangement where they can get, you know, distance learning. Well, that should be done.
It seems like there's no perfect answer for any of this, right? Because at some point, a decision is going to have to be made, and whatever that decision is, there's going to be people left out.
Yeah, whatever the decision is, there are going to be people that are not happy with it. But I think as long as we say, look, at the most important thing is safety and making sure, and the education of our kids, but safety has to be paramount. But we have to be constantly reviewing those plans and getting input and saying, look, this is not it. This is the plan now. It's under review, and it's something that's in formation.
Do you think this should be a state decision or a regional decision, or should this be a national decision?
I think there are certain things that can be national decision, as long as Betsy DeVos isn't making the decisions. To say that there's no reason, that there's no studies that show that students and kids spread the disease is absolutely, first of all, wrong. But I think the decisions have to be, there have to be outlines. Regional doesn't really even do it because you have, for example, in our region, you have Buffalo, the Buffalo Public Schools. Our needs and our problems are not the same as the surrounding school districts. They're similar, but the magnitude of the problems are different. So I think it has to be based on a regional approach to a certain extent, but then you have to dig into it and say, well, look, how are these school districts different? Because they're all different.
What would be the plan if there is no in-person school in the fall? Because we've heard from so many people, whether it is teachers or parents or in some cases when it's older kids, the students themselves, who just said that the distance learning, it just doesn't really do much. It's almost like a lost year.
Well, that depends. You know, the distance learning, let's face it, distance learning, especially in the early grades, is never going to replace being in a classroom with a teacher, and any of the grades really, where there's there's a give and take and there's the social aspect of it. But once again, the important thing is the safety and health of the parents, the teachers, the students, and everybody. Yes, we're going to have to do some catch up. We have to actually, if we can get some of the students into the schools, to get them more familiar with how to use a computer. We have to get more computers and into the hands of parents. For example, you have you have two children, all on different grade levels, both on different grade levels. One computer, if you're lucky. There's a lot that has to be done. That's why I'm gratified to hear that Senator Schumer is really starting to address this so that we can get what we need. But we have to be understanding whatever the plans are, the number one concern has to be safety of all concerned, not one death. We don't want to be like the other states, and that this one plan is not one that is set in stone, but it's one that's being constantly revised to ensure the safety and the education of the kids.
You mentioned what Senator Schumer was calling for yesterday. Isn't that just a little bit too late? We all know how government works with money flowing to things. Even if something like that was approved, where you're sending billions of dollars to school districts or other things to help with kids, it will never get there in time, right, for the fall.
Well, even if it doesn't get here in time for the fall, if it gets here, let's face it. I mean, we need, like one of the things I mentioned, the sanitization. I don't call it the cleanliness of the schools, the sanitization of the schools. We don't have the equipment. The district doesn't have the equipment, and they'd have to take the money away from other places. We need a massive infusion of money so that our engineers and our custodians can properly clean the buildings. But we also are going to need a lot more money to be able to get more computers and more internet into the homes. Because let's face it, we need to prepare for this happening again sometime in the future, even when this is like we have the vaccine and everybody's comfortable. We can never really be comfortable. We always have to be ready for the next time that something like this happens and learn from what we've gone through already.
Phil, we're glad you could join us this morning. Phil Rumor is president of the Buffalo Teachers Union.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.